Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Tuesday. It's a Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elias message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. Have any questions about the lesson, I do my best in Lord Jesus for you. Have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again on this blessed day that you've given us this opportunity to come together in your name. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would equip us with revelation knowledge of your word, that we may know your will and understand your way. And Lord, that we may conform to your word. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you're going to do. And Lord God, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise, and we magnify you because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised and to be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today, we are dealing with, I want to give you the title first. The title of the message is Curses, What Brings It About? Curses, What Brings It About? This is another one of the other series that, you know, you guys can hear me from time to time go into as well. Things kind of got off track when Blog Talk Radio was having, you know, many serious problems back here in, I think that was, what, November or December. And so little by little, I've been trying to slide back into some of these series that I've been, had started on at one time. So this here is part of the Curses series. Now, before I get any further, I want to make a couple announcements. Number one, if you're a first-time listener, that follow button you see on the page you listen to me on, click on it. It's going to ask for your email information. And the purpose of that is that whenever we create a broadcast, you will be automatically alerted. And once again, that's a good thing because even though we're scheduled to come on at 7 p.m. nightly, however, there will be times and has been times where we will have to do an early broadcast. So, hey, click that follow button, put in that information so you can be alerted when we do a broadcast. Now, the second thing I want to run by you all who are first-time listeners, is that we believe in the Bible containing the Word of God, also a couple of other books that God calls to bring forth, one called The Record of Nephite, which is a record of the people on this continent during the prehistoric times, whom God dealt with, whom God used and revealed things to. It takes an account of them, and even of others that came to this continent from the scattering at the Tower of Babel. Also, we believe in the book called The Word of the Lord, which is messages that Jesus has been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah, from 1927 to 1994 thus far, 120 times. Now, if you want a copy of the books and the messages, the book, Record of Nephi, is $8. The messages is 75 cents per dozen. And you can write the Church of Christ, the Elijah message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. That's the Church of Christ with the Elijah message, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Or you can call 1-800-752-1507, 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get no one at that number, dial area code 816-252-2343. That's area code 816-252-2343. Now, once again, I tell you that this is part of the Curses series, and the title, once again, of this message is Curses, What Brings It About? What Brings It About? And so, if you have your Bibles here, we're going to start from the Bible, And we're going to go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 is where we're going to go to. Amen. And we're going to start off with there. And this is important because the Lord said the same as I go on in this curses series. You guys can hear me speaking on and reporting on some different things. Amen. And excuse me. And you're going to understand why curses can derive from these particular things that I will be talking to you guys on. I ask that you all will keep me in your prayers, because the Lord say the same, I'll be going into some, probably some pretty deep subjects. And that's to expose the work of darkness and to give the word of deliverance to people who wants to be delivered out of. Now, Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. And the word of God said, Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now, we are told here in the Bible through the Apostle Paul that Christ redeemed us, have redeemed us. It didn't say Buddha. It didn't say Elijah Muhammad. It didn't say Hare Krishna. It didn't say the world religions. It didn't say the Catholic Church. It didn't say the Pope. It said Christ, okay, have redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, another thing we notice in this 13th verse is that it says that Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, the original Greek word for the word curse there is katara, and katara means imprecation, execration. Now, imprecation is something that, you know, evil is spoken on. So we're told that it's saying here that Christ had redeemed us from the part of the law that speaks evil on. Now, some of you say, oh, wait a minute, God ain't evil. I didn't say God is evil. I didn't say God is evil. But we're going to look at more closely what I'm trying to speak to you on and show you about this. But there's a part of the law, according to the scripture here, that would speak evil on one. Now you say, okay, well, if God is love, why would he be going around speaking evil? Well, just like we're looking at what causes a curse to be brought about, when we understand that, then we will understand why the evil is being spoken. Now, in order for us to really understand that, we have to go back to the law, okay? The law is basically found overall in the through the first five books of the Bible. But definitely is a couple places we want to look at here. So let's go to, first let's go to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis first, and then we're going to go to Deuteronomy. Let's go to Genesis first, okay? And I'm going to explain to you why, so you can get an overall view. Genesis chapter 2, so where we're going first, Genesis chapter 2. And once again, as we look at curse of the law and understanding what brought about or what brings about a curse, okay, and looking at that. Now, Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. Now, when God created man, he commanded man, he gave man a commandment, okay? And he said that of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Now look at verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, if you notice that God gave a command, and there's the trees of the garden, and he said, of every tree you can eat of it, except this particular tree. Now, the day you eat of it, you should die. Now, the law being, especially here, God speaking his word right here, which his word is law, okay? And we notice that he told Adam that if you partake of this tree I told you not to partake of, you're going to die. So when you look at verse 17, and the Lord commanded the man saying, every tree of the, this is verse 16, every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, okay? For in the day that thou eatest, now stop there. Now he just told him, you can't eat of this. He said, but the day you eat it, that will represent what? Sin, okay? That will represent sin. That will represent you trespassing the law that comes from God's mouth where he tell you, say, hey, you can't partake of this particular tree. Don't eat from this tree. But if you eat from it, you are sinning. You are transgressing the law that's come out my mouth. This is what God let Adam know, that I told you not to partake of. So he said, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. To die is a curse. Okay? So we see that the curse come from the sin. That the curse come about, what brought the curse about is sin. Okay? And see, this word that God spoke, which is his law, once again, God's law that come out of his mouth, that, you know, his word to come out of his mouth is his law. Okay? Now, this is a part of the law of God, which is his word come out of his mouth as well, that spoke evil. But look at this. The evil wasn't just spoken just to cast evil on someone. It was spoken in connection with if you transgress against my word. You understand that? See, here's the other thing I want you to understand about this. See, you got some people, especially in the Christian community, who think that they could just go on sinning and living any kind of way, and God's supposed to just speak blessings over them. You understand what I'm saying? That's not how it works, people. And then they get upset and offended when you call out and say, hey, brother, sister, that's sin. That's not right. Well, you can't judge me. They want you to keep, you know, they're just like one of the things today, like homosexuality. The homosexuals don't want you to tell them that homosexuality is an abomination in the sight of God. They want you to keep speaking, oh, bless this and bless that and this good and that good. But when it comes to really standing on the word of God, they don't want you to tell the truth. They want you to just say, oh, bless this and bless that. See, people, you got to understand something. And this is how the law of God works. Come out of his mouth, okay? Whatsoever we sow, we reap. And if you disobey him, God said, if you disobey, then what I'm telling you that's not good will come on you. Now, he said that the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, this die here is actually a threefold. Now, for the most part, when you look it up in the, I believe, the Hebrew, you'll find out that this die is a literal and figurative thing. Now, this die here, which is going to tell us what was the curse of the law and what is, the curse of the law was threefold, okay? The curse of the law was threefold, death, sickness, and poverty. Now, here's one of them, the death. So when you transgress God's law, one of the things that will come on you will happen because of the sin that you committed is death. This death right here is broken into three parts. There is physical death, there is spiritual death, and there is what Revelation tells us is the second death. Curse of the law. Sin opened up the curse of death, a threefold thing. It opened up the curse of physical death, okay? It opened up the curse of spiritual death, where you can be physically alive but spiritually dead, where you are void of the life of God in you. And then it also led put you on the road to the second death, where that it counts the lake of fire and brimstone. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Deuteronomy. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Hallelujah. Now, Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, has a lot of verses in it, apparently about just about as much as 68. But one of the things you would notice about this 28th chapter is that from verse 1 to about verse 13 or 14 is a side where there is nothing but blessings spoken. Okay? In fact, if you look in verse 1, Deuteronomy 28, it said, and it should come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Okay? So no, God was using Moses to tell the people that, okay, if you would listen to what the Lord is saying, he said, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I have commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And so the next verses after that, going to about verse 14 at least, it's nothing but blessings. And we notice that these blessings only come when we took heed or whenever we take heed to what the Lord tells us, okay? But when you get to verse 15, which we are going to look at now, it said, but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So what will cause the curses to come upon you and overtake you is when you don't hearken. So that's the sin, okay? You understand that? That's the sin. So we're understanding what brings about curses is sin. The sin brings about the curses. Now, so after that, he began to, let's look at verse 16 and 17. He said, cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Now, let me stop there for a minute, because remember I told you that the curse of the law was threefold: death, sickness, and poverty. Well, when he says, cursed shall be thy basket and thy store, that's dealing with poverty, okay? Your physical things and stuff like that and your money and all that will be cursed. Why? Because he said, once again, verse 15, that if you don't hearken to obey the voice of the Lord, this is what's going to happen to you. So your finances can be cursed. You can be in poverty. See, don't be listening to the Catholic Church talking about being poor as a sign of humility. You know, you going around had to beg people for money, your shirt tore, your shoes busting all out and stuff like that, and they tell you, well, this is a sign of humility. No, it ain't no sign of humility. Jesus redeemed you from poverty. If he wanted you to be in poverty, he would have never went to redeem you. And just like if he wanted you to be sick, he would not went forth to redeem you from sickness. Hallelujah. And that's another thing we must see. We read in Galatians where that Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. Amen? He redeemed us from the curse of the law. And you would look at, if we had another question, we would ask, well, how was the curse of the law able to captivate us? And it would be also through sin. It would be through sin. And that's what happened. And see, another thing, now when you read this 28th chapter, and I want to encourage you all, on your time to read this 28th chapter, because it's going to sum up this other twofold thing that I tell you about, the other two of the threefold. Because when you get all the way, let's say, for example, in this 28th chapter, when you get to, let's say, verse 58 especially, and for some part before that, but verse 58 and on will especially bring out more of the other part. But it said, if thou would not observe to do up all the words of the law, of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of a long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuances. Now, the other of the three is sickness. Okay? So you got death, poverty, and sickness was the threefold curse that came upon one who did not hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Okay? And other thing that you got to see on this is that the threefold being death, sickness, and poverty also shows something else. And when you say, well, what else does it show? It shows that a curse can be effective in the spiritual realm. So you can be cursed spiritually. You can be cursed soulfully. What do you mean by soulfully, Brother Nate? You can be in the soulish realm. Your soulish realm is made up of your mind, will, and emotion. So you can be cursed in your mind. You can be cursed emotionally. That's the soulish realm. And the body, which is the physical realm. So a curse, you can be cursed in the spiritual realm, the soulful realm, or the physical realm. That's another thing. A curse is not confined just to the physical realm or just the soulless realm. You can be cursed in any of the three realms or all three realms, okay? See, this is what the Lord want, you know, people to understand, okay? Hallelujah. See, if you're spiritually dead, you are already cursed spiritually. When you read this and study this, you would notice that sin opened up the door for curses, and it brings different curses that can afflict you in either realm, okay? The greatest being the spiritual realm, okay? But can afflict you in any realm. Okay? Amen. And see, you got some people who got the big head and think that they can do wrong and no curse would stop them, and they can go on and have a successful life with get a wake-up call. And I don't care how much you sit and say, well, I'm just going to think positive. I'm going to think positive. You know, you got people. I don't care how you think. When a curse, as we read here in Deuteronomy 28 chapter, what did he say? And let's look back again at what? Verse 15. It should come to pass, if thou would not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall, now look at this, shall come upon thee, but he didn't stop there, and overtake thee. You get that? So not only would the curses come on you, but God had Moses tell you, say, it's going to overtake you. So it ain't no matter what you do, what plan you come up with, you ain't going to whoop it. You're not going to whoop it, people. And it's amazing how you find, especially some of God's people, getting into stuff, and then get this, some of them be knowing what they're getting into is wrong. And thinking that, okay, I'm going to do this to cover myself because I know this ain't looking good, this ain't right, but I'm going to do something to cover myself so any consequences that come from there, it won't hit me. I don't care what you try. Listen, we would never beat the word of God. We would never make the word of God out of a lie, okay? And you got too many people, even among the Christian community, who's trying to, like, prove the word of God to be a lie. Amen. They straight up coming up with stuff, making up stuff, planning stuff. So, you know, no curse won't hit me. I can whoop this curse. Well, that's what you think. That's what you think. See, it's just like, and I'm going to say this and go on. It's just like fornication. You know, man made this, protective thing to protect them, you know, when having sexual intercourse. But see, the Lord tells us that the intercourse that he accepts is that the one that is right between a husband and a wife. Now, you got many people, including some Christians, who are just performing sexually and they're not married. And they think, oh, well, if I buy this protection, this protect me, you know, and keep any kind of curse coming, especially if it's sexual disease or anything, I can beat this thing. So I just wear protection. Let me tell you something. Even the doctors and the scientists or whatever you want to call them will let you know that these things that they made for protection to help you have safe sex is not 100% proof. It's not 100% proof, people. The only thing 100% proof is when you obey what God says. That's the only thing 100% proof. What man created is not 100% proof. They would even tell you, say, well, there are somewhere that, you know, it may not protect you. See, you ain't got to worry about that with God. God ain't going to tell you, say, well, you know, there's some part of my word that it may not protect you. And you ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry about that. Hallelujah. And so sin brings about curses. Okay. Now, people, you got to keep that in mind. Okay. You got to keep that in mind. And especially those of you who, you know, you're doing whatever, and you think that God's supposed to just continually speak blessings over you. That's why some of you right now, possibly listening under the sound of my voice, you're going through some stuff now that has come upon you because of your sowing seed of sin. And now you run around, why is this happening to me? What's going on? Why is this happening to me? And see, some of you have been taught, maybe in your churches, that, hey, curses come from when sin is sowed. But see, what you did, you went and ignored it, and you wanted to keep on doing the sin. Now you're reaping the consequences, and you run around talking about, why is this happening to me? Why, God, where are you? Why is it happening? Well, you know why it's happening. And when you're seeing, it's the word of God is real. So when God tells us that sin attracts curses or helps curses to come about, and some of us get on the bandwagon and we start thinking, oh, I could just overlook this and just go on. Now let's go to Romans chapter 5. Let's look at Romans chapter 5. Let's go there. Romans chapter 5. And we're going to look at verse 12, okay? Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Now we're going to look at this because, like I told you guys, this series on curses, I say it like this. The Lord say the same. Y'all going to hear me speaking and reporting on different things. And when you say, well, what different things, brother, now you talking about, you know, possibly fraternities, sororities, okay, witchcraft, different organizations people got in the link to. And I will show to you why that it is a sin to hook up with them. And the Lord says the same, the certain acts that's being done there. Now, Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, wherefore, as by one man, now we know that one man is talking about here is Adam. Wherefore, as by one man sin enter into where? Into the world. And what else? Death. See, that's the curse. By sin. Do you see that? So death by sin. So what caused the curse to, what caused the curse to come about? What brought it about was sin, period. See, it's amazing that you have some that think there shouldn't be no consequences for sin. Now, I mean, listen, You look at the church world now, the church world just got plumb wild. Just got wild. I mean, I put it to you this way. Every so-called gospel singer you know is not necessarily living right. Some of them make these gospel songs, but they just go get a verse and make a song out of it. But it's not necessarily saying they're living right or living for the Lord. Now, and see, what it is, if you've been paying attention the last few years, you're starting to find out the true intent of some of their hearts is starting to come forth. Will they truly believe and dealing with the Lord? And you find out some were okay sin. They were okay getting together. They were okay doing stuff that's not wise, that especially would lead to sin. They have no problem with that. And you're seeing that, you're hearing the content, the actual true content of their heart being manifested. And this is what the Lord is allowing those of you that wants to be faithful in Christ to see. Because some of you is just in awe about some of these people, especially some of these, quote, big shot or big time gospel singers. You know, I've seen where some people, you know, act like some of these gospel singers is God. I mean, they treat them like the world would treat their celebrities. I mean, some of you, they can have a shirt on and take the shirt, get off, give it out, give it to the person. They, oh my goodness, oh, you know. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. It really is. Now, I want to turn to another one of God's book called The Record of Nephi. And for those of you that have it, hey, turn with me to the book of, I think it's going to be the book of Moroni, chapter 8. And I want to say to those of you who don't have the Nephi records, hey, listen along with us. Write down what we talk about and take it to the Lord, point blank. This is why, you know, I was, you know, in the beginning of the broadcast, brought up about how you can get a Record of Nephi book. Because, listen, you personally need to know from Jesus whether this book is true or not. Now, of course, I'm going to testify to you today it's from God. But you need to know personally yourself. Amen? And so that's very, very, very important. Okay. Now, I want to read to you what it says in this Nephi record here. It says, behold, my son, this is Moroni chapter 8. He said, behold, my son, this thing had not ought to be, for repentance is unto them that are under condemnation and under the curse of a broken law. So under the curse of a broken law. So you're told right there how the curse come about, because the law was broken. Well, broken is past tense of break. One of the definitions of the word break means to transgress. Okay? So the law was transgressed. Okay? The law of God was transgressed. Whatever God told not to do, it was transgressed. So that's, once again, in the category of what? Sin. Sin brought about the curse. Again, please hear me on this. For those of you that kind of acting wild because you like, you done did some stuff, now you reaping the consequences, and you up there hollering, why is this happening to me? Jesus, I'm supposed to let this happen to me. Well, guess what? Jesus told you the consequences of sin. It amazes me sometimes how even some Christians think that because they're saved, that sin changes in dealing with them. You say, well, Brother Nate, now what is you talking about, man? What are you talking about? Well, they act like that when the sinner man steal, it's a sin, but when they steal, it's not a sin. They act like, well, and try to justify it. Sin is sin, people, no matter if you are born again, okay? Sin is still sin. And sin doesn't change what it is or what it can do or bring about. Get this, because you didn't got saved. But see, once again, you have some people that think such a way. Some people, I'm talking about some Christians, who when that sinner man goes out there and fornicate, they turn around and fornicate, they have a, quote, justifiable statement or answer for their fornication. And they're one of the ones that when they're confronted about it and told brother or sister, hey, listen, that's wrong, that's sin in the sight of God, they push back by saying, you can't judge me. They push back by saying, you can't judge me, justifying the sin they committed. But then when they see that sinner man doing it, they're quickly to point fingers. So in order for a curse to be brought about, we know that there has to be sin. There has to be sin. Now, I want to read one more place to you guys from the word of the Lord. Amen. The angel of the Lord. This is going to be coming from the 73rd message in the word of the Lord. This message the Lord sent through his angel messenger, August 12, 1949. The Lord sent his angel messenger with a message, amen, to show people that he's still alive and well as well, because you got some who act like the Lord is dead. And they'll tell you God did all the speaking that he's going to do from back, you know, the days of Paul and David and Moses, like he ain't speaking today. But I say it to them, I don't know what God they're talking about, because they're not talking about the God of the Bible. Okay? You people understand this. Just because somebody come around and you say God, doesn't mean they talking about the God of the Bible. Okay? Amen. You know, it's like you got some people talking about some Christians today. Well, these Christians, man, these Christians doing all everything under the sun, and so-and-so said they're a Christian, and they smoking drugs and laying around with men and women and blah, blah, this and that. I said, well, they may say they're a Christian. I'm like, but what kind of Christian are they? Because if they ain't living in line with the Bible, let's say the Bible, and want to live by that, then they're not a Christian according to what the Bible says. They are their own made-up Christian, okay? Let's be real. And that's the thing about some people. They won't pursue the Word of God to see what does the Word of God have to say about the situation, how the person living or doing, what does the Word support them, okay? Now, in his 73rd message, fifth verse, it said, let the faithful take courage and lift up, for the authority and trust is placed upon you, and you have not denied. But those that are full of doubts, fears, envy, and revenge shall not stand. Okay? Do you hear that? Okay. So we shall not stand. Those that speak lightly of the words I bring shall not be numbered with you. Let their names be removed, for they are not part of those that love truth. Yet they say we love the Lord, and do scatter, now listen to this, seeds of evil all the day long. All the day long, a whole period of time, they're planting evil seed, okay? They work up to destroy and know not the Lord's words and will. Their minds are darkened, and they see not because of their traditions. And listen to the last part of this verse. It said, therefore, for this reason, the traditions and sins of men have ruled their lives and do destroy them. That's the curse right there. Because they will not repent. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Hallelujah. So some of you say, well, Brother Nate, what do I do? Because, you know I'm doing certain things and this other thing happened. What do I do? Repent. That's what you do. Repent. See, some people have this kind of view about Jesus. Like, let's get real. Like he's a doormat. Just run all over him. Like he's just weak and you can just tell him anything. I love you, Lord. And he's supposed to melt, just melt down and just give you stuff. Like he's just dumb. But no, he ain't. He's not, people. The Lord I serve is not dumb. And he ain't somebody you can get over on. And you got some people actually think they're getting over on God. Well, wake-up time is coming soon. Now, as I told you guys at the beginning of this broadcast, this part of the series here I'm doing here and dealing on curses, and because the time will come that I'm going to be reporting on different things that is not of God. Amen. Organization and things that some of God's people have joined. And I was showing to you why they're not of God and why that it is an open door for sin and sinful acts that's being done and why that curses will come from it, okay? Because remember what we have been looking at. Remember that we've seen in the Word that sin brings about the curses, okay? Hallelujah. Amen. See, some of us, we got loved ones that did stuff, and now they paying for it. And we've gotten mad at God. God, you're supposed to be letting this happen, and blah, blah, this and that. Now, what you need to be praying is the Lord, move on them to repent. Because you fussing at God ain't going to change it, okay? They planted the seed, they reaping what they sowed. Amen. But like I said, it's amazing to me how some Christians really, really think that they can just do whatever and there be no consequence. And now some Christians, like some of the sinners, have taken on this mentality that I can do anything against the Lord. He just going to keep on blessing me. Amen. That's what they think. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord Jesus. We need the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We do. Because among the Christian community here on this earth, you know, some stuff just ridiculous. The way we act, things we're doing. And you got some sinners that's looking at us and going, man, that ain't supposed to be, you know, that ain't right. Amen. And the sinners are starting to see that some of the Christians want to be like them so bad that to some of them it's amusing. You know, to see some of the Christians trying to act like the sinners. Lord Jesus, help. Lord, help us. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for this day you made and created. And Father, I ask that you would bless every heart, every soul that was tuned into this broadcast. Lord, may you bless him and keep him and strengthen him for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elijah Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.